Blog Talk Radio.
Mobility Talk Radio is the Clay and Lorraine Show on K-Moo. The best guests with treasure chests full of insightfulness and news.
Welcome to K-Moo Radio. Talk radio for the mobility community. I'm Lorraine Carasosa, here with Clay Goodman.
Yes, and we're sponsored by S&M Moving Systems, who has been moving quality beyond expectations since 1918. And today we're going to have a show about moving.
Believe it or not.
Yeah. Hey, Move on the Move. We're going to actually do a show about moving, and this is going to be about peak season, and we're going to talk about the challenges of the summer for those of us in the moving business. And for those of us that are moving, and for those of us that manage corporate programs.
Yep. And we have two guests with us today, and they are our very own with S&M Moving Systems. We have Brandon Brinker, and he is the Director of Operations.
Welcome, Brandon.
Thank you, Lorraine. Clay. Good to be here.
Yay. And Danielle Dahl, and she's with our corporate sales.
And we're very proud of Danielle. She's been a great salesperson for us, and she's had so much energy and enthusiasm with S&M Moving Systems and Okay, Move Radio, Talk Radio for you. I'll build it.
We are also delighted to have Tracy from Plus Relocation as our special guest today. Stay tuned as Tracy will be calling in from Minnesota during our show.
Well, let's go right into the first question. And for our K-Move listeners who do not know what peak season is, and when is it?
Basically, peak season is the summer months of the year where the majority of all of our moves come from, basically falling between May 15th and September 15th, where the amount of moves that we get as a carrier and in the moving industry far outnumber the capacity for the most part that we have.
Right.
So we basically have to gear up every year to be more efficient, to be able to handle the amount of moves that come in, and to be able to handle our clients and customers as best as possible throughout that time.
So is it still true, Brandon, that we do 60% of our business in June, July, and August?
That is true.
Well, that makes sense. It's summer. Your kids are out of school, so best time to move.
I tell Brandon that I could not be in a more seasonal business unless I was selling Christmas trees. You agree, Danielle?
Yeah, definitely. So what's this about a driver's shortage?
When our economy is at a place where there's unemployment. So how can we have unemployment and a driver shortage?
One of the biggest reasons for the driver shortages are regulations that have been placed on the drivers throughout the years. We've seen it here in California with the CARB requirements that are placed on the drivers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they had to upgrade their trucks, which cost upwards of $20,000 if they wanted to be able to go in and out of California. Some of them had to purchase new trucks if they wanted to go that route, which could cost them anywhere from $100,000 plus.
Right.
Drivers are looking for a lot of jobs in the moving, in not just in the moving industry, but in the freight industry, where they don't have to break their back every day.
Yeah, they don't have to.
They
move
don't
the
have
furniture.
To move furniture.
Yeah.
They don't have
right.
to be out in the heat during the summer months when they make the majority of the money in this business.
Yeah, or in Minneapolis in the winter.
They can bump docks throughout the year, hauling freight, and make just almost the same amount of money that they do in the moving industry nowadays.
Yes.
So we're going to have to prepare ourselves for peak season. And what is one of the best ways that we can do this, you know, as a corporation?
Basically, during peak season, you're running into shortages with over-the-road drivers in order to service our interstate shipments. You're running into shortages with labor at the local agency level when you have to pick shipments up and deliver shipments up. And basically what we do is off-peak, we start gearing up from the moment peak season ends. We're looking to start hiring drivers. We're looking to hire more additional laborers. We're hiring contractors to help out locally. We're training them. Just this past couple of months here at S&M, we basically hold a training class for our local crews every Wednesday. It lasts for 2.5 hours.
Mm-hmm.
We focus on packing, paperwork, professionalism, customer service, safety.
Mm-hmm.
Being more efficient in all those areas help us during peak season to help serve our customers. And in terms of hiring drivers, we've launched a new website. It's interstatedriver.com. We wanted to find a way to reach out to drivers outside of United and Mayflower because we wanted to add drivers to the system and not just take from within.
I saw your website. It's razor's edge, and we've showed it to some of our corporate customers, and nobody else is doing it in the industry. So congratulations, Brandon, on building this website for S&M Movie Systems.
And that's interstatedriver.com, and I'll have that on our kmove.biz website if anybody wants to check that out. But great job.
So, Danielle, what can a customer do to help us in a peak season?
Plan early.
Plan early.
Right. Yeah. The earlier that we know we get it registered, then United could find a driver and figure it out versus trying to do it 2 weeks and say, hey, guess what? We're 4 week restriction.
Yeah.
Last year, it was difficult because it was like about 3.5 weeks out. You know.
Right.
So
yes.
Guess what? They're going to our competitor now.
Yeah.
So on the COD side, in that means.
And I think we've always have had times in the summer where we actually cannot take any more orders.
They have cutoffs.
I knew it was a technical word.
Thank you.
They have weekly cutoffs due to the amount of volume that is already in the system that needs to be serviced. And to what Danielle said, I mean, the faster we get the orders booked and dates into the system, it just flows with everything else. It helps everything become more efficient in terms from customer service to operations to be able to find a driver.
And also, you know, with that, asking our customers if there are any special needs with that, anything big or bulky, so we can plan way ahead and to make sure that we have that covered before.
The more information our accounts and customers can give us, obviously, is going to help. Moving is one of the most stressful things there is,
right.
You know, that anyone will go through. We've all been there.
Mm-hmm.
What is authorized? What is your account authorized? Do
right.
you authorize packing? Do you authorize unpacking? Extra labor, things of that nature. The more we know on the front end, the better we can do our job and move your customer a lot more efficiently and quickly.
Yes. Let's hit the brakes here for a quick truck stop. And we'll be back in 30 seconds to hear more about what Brandon and Danielle have to say about peak season and driver shortages.
Hi, this is Belinda Parrish, International Move Coordinator with S&M Moving Systems, and you are listening to K-Move, talk radio for the mobility community.
All right, we're back from our break, and Clay, let's switch it up a little.
Yeah.
I know we were talking to Brandon and Danielle how we are preparing for peak season, you know, as a mover. Let's get Tracy on the phone. She just called in, and she's with us. This is Tracy Switchenberg, and she is the manager of supplier relations at Plus Relocation. I'd like to get her view on how they prepare for peak season. I think you have another question for her as well.
Yes, I do, but first of all, I want to congratulate you on pronouncing Tracy's last name.
Yes, absolutely. That was a great pronunciation.
Welcome, Tracy.
Thank you for being on K-Move Radio today.
Absolutely. Excited to be here.
Yes.
Okay.
So you've been in industry for a while. Before you were Plus Relocation, you were with the moving company, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I've been with Plus for 2.5 years and about 8 years before that in the moving industry. So, yeah, I have a little bit under my belt.
Yes, you do. So our subject today is peak seasons, and you've seen the peak seasons, which we've talked about. And far as I'm concerned, from our side, and I think it's still on your side too, is that 60% of our business is done in June, July, and August? You agree?
Absolutely. Yeah, I would completely agree with that. Everybody wants to move in the summer.
Yeah.
Especially from Minnesota.
Well, you know, I was thinking this morning, too, that back in the day when I was first started this business, the moving industry charged 10% more in the summertime. It was a seasonal rate adjustment.
Right.
But through negotiations, that's gone away.
Yep, we waived that.
We waived that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so just preparing for peak season, you know, we definitely understand that it's the busiest time of the year, and we want to make sure that, you know, Plus shipments are covered. That's always important. There's a limited amount of capacity on trucks and drivers to haul those shipments, and so we just kind of, we prepare our clients, and we also prepare our transferees, and we prepare our internal staff. I'm actually literally working on a peak season notice this morning to let them know that we're coming upon peak season quickly and to make sure that we get that information over to the van line as quickly as possible, as much information as we can, but the main thing really is to get it over as quickly as we possibly can. Touching on a few things that create challenges for peak season, like driver shortages, restricted hours of service, CARB compliance, blackout dates, all of these kind of keywords in the industry.
Yeah.
And then we really counsel our transferees, you know, to make sure that they try and set their dates as quickly as possible. That mid-month is the best time to move.
Yes, that's a good point. Good point. Really,
right,
is.
Everybody wants to move at the first of the month and the end of the month.
Yes,
that's true.
That's true.
First week and last week.
And something we have to be sensitive about, because we don't want to scare people. You know, oh my gosh, maybe I shouldn't take this transfer if we scare them too much about peak season. But we do need to set expectations, right?
Yeah, it's all about setting expectations and just, you know, helping them to have the best move possible. I mean, obviously, if you have to move at the beginning of the month or the end of the month, we're going to do, and you guys are going to do your best to accommodate that. But if you can plan for mid-month, obviously ideal. And then if you do need to move at the beginning or the end of the month, just making sure that you get that information to your coordinator and to the van line as quickly as possible.
Yes, because as you said, plus, we want everybody to have a delightful experience, right?
We do. We want to deliver delight.
Yes, that's and we love you all for that. And you do. You guys are a delightful company.
They are very fun to work with, actually.
Yeah.
And, you know, we were talking earlier, Clay, about peak season. I think it's actually started earlier, and I believe that this is going to be the busiest peak season in a long, long time.
You agree?
Absolutely, yeah. I think, you know, that last year was definitely the busiest season I've seen, you know, in my time in the industry, you know, since I started. And I anticipate that this season is going to be even better. I'm looking at my peak season, quote-unquote, typically runs May through September. Mm-hmm. I think that may even extend to, I feel like we've almost started already in April and probably be gone to October.
Yes, we can feel it here, too. People are thinking, man, maybe it's already started. You know, so we could have worse problems and a whole lot of business coming through, and S&M Moving Systems want to thank you and Plus Relocation for that business. But it's thrilling to see the economy doing well and our employees being fully employed, and these are exciting times. But
thanks. Well, yeah, I mean, we're definitely excited here as well too, and you know, partnerships are huge, and having those partnerships in the summer are really important. So thank you guys as well.
Okay. Well, great. Well, thank you for being on K-Move Radio.
Appreciate your time, Tracy.
Yeah, thank you, Tracy.
Thanks for having me. Have a great day.
You too.
And continuing on with our questions about peak season, we're here with Brandon and Danielle from S&M Moving Systems.
So, Brandon, are there any incentives for someone outside the agency for recruiting a driver?
Yes, we're offering a $1,000 referral bonus for anyone within S&M, outside S&M. If you refer a driver to us and that driver is qualified and signs on, we'll give that person $500 immediately upon qualification.
Wow.
If that driver stays with us 6 months, which we're positive they will, we'll give that person an additional $500. So anybody inside our organization or outside our organization can get $1,000 for referring a driver to us at any time.
So when you say a driver, does it have to be, he has to be a licensed driver? Does he have to have experience?
We would like the driver to have at least 3 years' experience. The driver will have to have a Class A CDL. He does need to have a CARB-compliant tractor because a lot of our business either originates out of California or is destined to California. So those are some of the things that we really value in a driver. It helps with our customer service scores. In recruiting drivers, we just don't want any driver out there.
Right.
We want top-notch drivers that are going to take care of our customers, take care of our accounts, and really represent what S&M is all about.
Ooh, I'm going to start recruiting.
Yeah, share that website.
In addition to the referral bonus that we're giving to anyone inside or outside of the organization, we're also offering a sign-on bonus to drivers, which could amount to $3,500. We're going to pay their permits, and we're also going to give them $2,000 at the end of their one-year anniversary with us.
Whoa.
Wow.
That's a party.
Danielle and Clay would like to know, as salespeople, did you get a bonus?
No. I'm waiting for that check.
Actually, I'm coming up on the completion of my one-year anniversary.
With S&M.
That's something I need to talk about.
Congratulations.
S&M Moving Systems, lucky to have you. We've been in the industry 17 years?
17 years, both at our headquarters in Fenton, Missouri.
At United Van Lines,
yes, and at the agency levels.
And how long have you been in the moving business, Daniel?
Full time for almost 5 years, but summertime since I was a kid.
Yeah.
up my dad's horns.
And I found out that I've been in the business 28 years. I've been telling people 26. And I was with Jay Stabler, our owner, and he says, Clay, it's been 28. I go, oh, my God, I lost 2 years. And how long have you been with Steve?
It'll be 16 years in May coming up.
Let me clarify here, if you help, guys help me with this. But when we say a driver for the household good business especially, we call him an owner-operator. So what is an owner-operator?
An owner-operator is somebody that owns their own tractor. Okay. We are going to supply that owner-operator with his trailer, his in-van equipment, his pads, his straps, his bars, things of that nature. But an owner-operator basically owns his own tractor.
How much is a tractor, Brandon?
She might buy one. And I can get $1,000 out of it.
Yeah. You're going to split it with me, though.
Of course.
Basically, a tractor can run you anywhere from 100 to 150, even 175 or more, depending upon the engine that you have and the size of sleeper that you want. You know, a driver that's looking to get a new tractor or just entering the business, it seems like a lot, but it's really a worthwhile investment when you're wanting to start a career in the industry.
Now, knowing Danielle and her, what she would probably get, it would be upwards of over 125.
Because of the size of the sleeper?
Well, everything that she would want in that sleeper.
My odor pack.
Hardwood floors, television,
yes.
Flat
screens.
Yeah. I've seen some of these. The tractors are amazing. I mean, they're beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah, because we have workshops here where customers come in and they get to see what it looks like inside, and they're amazed at how big it could be,
yeah.
How fancy it can get.
Tell our listeners about these workshops. They're very valuable.
Yeah, we do about 2 a year. It pretty much covers both domestic and international. So it's Household Goods 101.
Yes. In April, we have another one coming up. Get in touch with kmoveradio@yahoo.com. if you'd like to participate in our corporate workshops. Because you do get a chance to walk through the warehouse. Mm-hmm. We sit you in a truck. You get to pull the horn. It's great.
And meet the coordinators.
Meet the coordinators, yeah. And hear their mm-hmm. issues. And we've been doing it for over 25 years, so it's a good class.
And there's nothing as fun as walking through a warehouse.
Oh, it's
and
awesome.
Seeing a driver's tractor.
Yeah, it is true. Why can't we get young people as drivers?
So after talking to different agencies throughout the country, people being in the millennial group, as they, I guess I'm considered.
And indeed an expert, because you're a millennial.
Yeah, I'm an expert millennial. I raised the question was, you know, if we up the salary of a driver, is that job description going to be appealing to the younger generation?
Yeah.
And I've been getting a lot of no's.
Why? Why the
it's
no's?
It's all about fast, quick access. It's about the phone, the technology.
Yeah.
People don't want to interact with those families. They don't want to pack and load a shipment. They don't want to take that time. They want to load it on the truck and take it to the destination, spend more time with their family, be flexible.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The flexibility is not there for an interstate driver. That takes a lot of time.
Yeah, because they're away from their families during the summer when the kids are out of school.
Yeah. And then that interaction with people. I've been getting a lot of, which one of my peers, he's out, his headquarters out in Texas, and it's literally next door to a truck driving school. And they go there regularly to recruit, but they have not gotten a single driver yet.
Wow.
So that was alarming, being next to a, you know, truck driving school, and those people aren't wanting to sign up with the household goods moving business. And then goes back to the whole quick and easy to the freight and O&I type of move.
So no matter what Brandon puts on the website and what we offer for incentives, money-wise, there's still an issue of who wants the job.
What's going to happen in the next 10 years, 12 years?
Yeah.
You know, 45 to 55 is going to turn out to be, you know, 10 years later,
yeah.
What's going to happen with the 30-year-old?
So I'm not saying it, of course, but there has been a knock that the millennials don't really want to work that hard, especially do physical labor like a truck driver.
I think the flexibility kind of ties back into the household goods driver.
Hiring new drivers is just part of the challenge. And once you get the drivers in, you have to maintain them. And to what Danielle said, a big part of that is a lot of the drivers do want to be home.
Yeah.
You know, so we in operations, as planners, we have to make sure we're finding that balance with the drivers, making sure we're getting them home, making sure that if they only want to run regional, say the 11 Western, we're able to accommodate that. If they want to run all 48, we can do that as well. So basically just working with the drivers day in, day out, every year, has helped us really to keep a really solid core group in place. But that is one of the biggest challenges, is not only getting them in the door, but keeping them running, keeping them profitable, and keeping them happy.
Yes.
The more drivers, the more flexibility for those new drivers, it sounds like.
Right.
Yes.
Well, it looks like that's all we have time for. I would like to take this opportunity to thank our guests today, Danielle Dahl and Brandon Brinker of S&M Moving Systems, and also special guest Tracy Switchenberg of Plus Relocation. please be a fan of ours on our Facebook page at K-Move Radio. Visit our website at kmove.biz to listen in to all our archived shows. And finally, I'd like to thank everyone for tuning in to K-Move Radio, talk radio for the mobility community.
Mobility Talk Radio.